It is the number one. It is the number one story on Earth right now. Love that we have this new program we used to use. It's back. It's called Topic Pulse. You can hear me talk a lot about it because I can now see what people care about. It measures what people are reading about and sharing online and what they're interested in, Lee. This person with male chromosomes and the testosterone level of a man. We used to call that a man, but now that is controversy.
Sure.
Controversial. Beating a woman as part of the Olympics. She collapses to the floor. She cries because she can't take another hit and has to end the fight after 46 seconds. The left is celebrating this, I guess. Women beaten as an Olympic sport. That's what we're watching. This Algerian boxer was deemed to have male chromosomes, failed a gender test in another league, not allowed to fight, and male testosterone levels. No problem, though. Still a woman.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. I guess I'm old enough to remember the 1990s.
Yes.
If you were caught at the Olympics, okay, with as a woman, any woman, think, I don't know, Russian swimmers, which actually happened. If you were caught as a woman with male level testosterone levels, if you won something before they caught you, you had to give it back. You'd find yourself more than likely banned from competing in your sport in shame because you were doping, because it was a thing of shame to have those levels. Now we see it and everyone's afraid to challenge it.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Except women. Women are speaking out and they're being ignored. They're being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
We now have nothing less than the Prime Minister of Italy, who is female, saying this is not fair. This Italian, female Italian boxer fighting an individual deemed to have male chromosomes. Again, we would call that a man before.
Yeah.
Abandoned the fight in 46 seconds. And Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni spoke out afterwards, said that's not even a contest. It's not fair. She said, I think that athletes who have male genetic characteristics should not be admitted to women's competitions. And because you want to discriminate against someone, but to protect the right of female athletes to be able to compete on equal terms. She said, I regret it, talking about the Italian boxer, female Italian boxer withdrawing after 46 seconds because she was afraid after being hit that hard. And you can see in the video the fear in her face. She's got, I mean, she looks terrified. Look, you can see it in the ring. The Italian boxer who actually is female, she doesn't have, her arms aren't cut like the other individual who was proven to be a biological male. XY chromosome. Used to be super simple.
Back in the old days.
Yeah.
When we cared about rules in sports.
When we cared about rules in sports. And so, overnight, we have Riley Gaines, the swimmer, who was forced to compete to a man and mm-hmm. to give her trophy to a man mm-hmm. who swam the exact same time she did because the officials thought it would look better and more advanced if the transgender one got the award, even though they swam identical times. And that she lost it. Now she's on a campaign.
Yeah.
And good for her.
Yeah.
This is where we are. But here's the crazy part. Girls are about to return to school and find out that their schools are being operated like the Olympics. And this is going to be a shock in 24 states, including one that now makes up half our listening area, North Carolina. Because North Carolina has a governor that is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And an attorney general that is a Democrat. So they do not believe there is a difference between men and women. And so these girls are going to go back to school. And let me tell you what, Lee, get ready for this, okay? Because your news, you're going to be doing a ton of stories out of North Carolina on this. As girls return to school to face the shock of finding naked men in their bathrooms, in their changing rooms, on their sports teams. You know, when you're an athlete who dominates, you're the best player on your school's team, you're looking forward to going back for your junior year, your senior year, you're used to starting, you're about to get a nasty shock up in North Carolina because you're going to find boys on your team. And you're going to wonder, what has happened? Well, the Biden administration made Title IX changes. And because your attorney general did not challenge those, they now apply in 24 states. And it's going to be stuff like we've never seen before. Here's Fox News on it this morning. And there we go.
Changes to Title IX now in effect, now adding federal protections for transgender students. But 26 states have filed lawsuits challenging the new rules.
So in those 26 states, federal judges have now blocked the enforcement of the new rules while the lawsuits play out. But in the remaining 24 states, schools and colleges must now begin enforcing protections for transgender students. Title IX, enacted 50 years ago, prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in federally funded institutions. But in April, the Department of Education expanded the regulation to include protections for LGBTQ plus students, leading to some half dozen federal lawsuits challenging the department's authority to do so. Opponents say these new rules give men access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms, allow men to take scholarship money away from women, require peers and personnel to use preferred gender pronouns to prevent, quote, hate speech, and could make it easier for accusations to lead to severe penalties without evidence.
Yeah, okay, so the speech codes that I warned were coming the day after the gay marriage ruling, when Justice Kennedy wrote the ruling on gay marriage and created out of thin air a new thing. He found in the Constitution the right to self-identity. This has nothing to do with gay marriage, by the way. He just created, invented it. Whole cloth, just made the whole thing up while writing the gay marriage ruling. And this is why all of a sudden we went from nobody ever talks about transgender individuals because there basically aren't any statistically to a national obsession overnight. Why? Why are we so, this? If this seems strange to you, it's not. And I explained at the time, Lee, and you probably remember it. It was years ago when Jonathan Turley came out the next day and said, look, Justice Kennedy has just created a new right on par with your First Amendment rights, and the two are going to butt against heads. This new right to self-identity meant you define who you are, and everyone else is forced by law to speak it as a speech code.
Under penalty of law.
Under penalty of law. And that is what you were seeing. We did an interview on this the other day, and you're going to see in North Carolina, you come to school, and one student wants the teachers, the kids, to use whatever pronoun they're using this week. If you do not use that pronoun, you must be punished, whether you're staff, whether you're students. If you do not go along with the delusion that this person is a, I don't know, whatever, you must be punished. Why? The school could lose its federal funding. These are speech codes. So you're going to be doing, Lee, a ton of stories out of North Carolina. It's going to be teachers. It's going to be students who misgender. It's going to be at your school, you've got boys now competing for girls' scholarships. If you say something, you're going to be punished because we now have speech codes. That's what this is. That is the equivalent of discrimination and misgendering now. This is a speech code. This is what this is. Girls are going to find them in the bathroom. They're going to find them in the locker room. Boys who are perverts and aren't transgender are going to be hanging out in the locker room as soon as this gets around. They're going to be wherever they want to be. There's going to be weirdos. You're going to have adult males changing with underage females. That's coming. You can't stop that because of this. Everybody's gonna be naked together. That's what the Democrats like. One big happy naked party. Cross sex, cross gender, except you're not supposed to have gender. It's gonna be wild up in North Carolina, and I don't think those parents have any idea what's coming. And we'll watch it go down.
Yeah.
So as Todd Pyro said this morning on Fox News, too, and this is the interesting part, We really literally have two countries now. We have 24 states that are going, their kids are going to go to school and live under these rules, which erase gender. Gender is now effectively illegal in these schools. And mandate speech, forced speech to that effect. Yep. You don't go along with the speech, you don't speak to speech codes, you're going to see teachers fired. You're going to see students punished under the guise of, well, Biden made me, though, with an executive order, or we'll lose our federal funding. Mm-hmm. Katie barred the door. It's going to be nuts. This is going to be all the way up to Election Day. In the other states, including this one where our attorney general did challenge,
yep,
a judge has put a temporary hold for those states.
Well, of course.
So we're not going to face this here in North Carolina, but they will face it. In South Carolina, but they will face it up in North Carolina. And kind of we'll have more in a minute on what that's going to look like for women. And this provides the basis also for them to go ahead, boys, and just, you know, try out for whatever team they want. Can't make the boys team, try out for the girls team. You see a ton of boys doing that. It's going to be absolute chaos and very dangerous. Coming up next. Okay, here's what happened. Whole world is talking about this. And they're talking about it because the Algerian boxer clearly is male. You could see that in the video. But we're not allowed to talk about what is male. What is a male? Amani Khalif defeated Italy's Angelina Carini after Carini abandoned the match after just 46 seconds, couldn't take being hit in the face that hard. Anybody, and she's, Khalif celebrates the win while Carini is left on her knees in tears. Can you imagine training all the years you have to train for this, giving up everything you have to give up for this, and you can't take more than 46 seconds? Because you're being beaten down by a man. She then broke her silence about why she abandoned the fight. She said, I got into the ring to fight. I didn't give up, but one punch hurt too much. So I said, enough. I'm going out with my head held high. She's been attacked relentlessly by the left online for not taking the beating. Can you imagine? We tell women now, if the man wants your place on the awards podium, you must step aside. A woman's place is somewhere in the background while the man takes the glory in men's sports and women's sports too. But if the man says, you are allowed to win, I'm not going to participate, why then you can have a chance. So train your whole life. Give up everything. On the off chance that it'll be convenient for the man to allow you to get on the podium, if he wishes. But if he doesn't wish, then, you know, you can go on. It just, you'll just train to find out whether he's going to let you or punch you in the face. It got so bad that this poor Italian fighter has been so demonized by the left for crying and not taking more punches. Online, that Carini's coach, so this is the Italian fighter, Emanuele Razzini, had to come out and say, look, quitting the match wasn't part of the plan. This poor fighter was accused of setting up the man who beat her by not taking the punches. It would have been easier not to show up because all of Italy had been asking her not to fight for days, saying, look, you're going to get hurt here. That is a man. You could tell by looking. That is a look at the musculature in the arms of the Algerian fighter versus the actual woman fighter who's Italian. Women aren't cut like that. Not without some testosterone, not without an injection, not without some help. But Angela was motivated and wanted to do it. So who is getting beaten again after being punched in the face? The woman who would not sit there and allow a man to beat her and pretend. They wanted her to pretend, I guess, that it didn't hurt. So now this woman is being torn to pieces for falling on her knees and crying because she couldn't take another punch from a man. Here we are. So the left wants her to stand up and take a beating that might hurt her or kill her. That's what they want. You know what? When you get killed because you take a punch to the face from a man, something you do not have the musculature or the facial composure to take, men's jaws are thicker. They can take a harder hit than we can. That's why it's so devastating when a man hits a woman. We've always understood this as a society. And Riley Gaines is right. The left expects you to die. And when you die because of left-wing policies, what have we said? They mock you and they cancel you. Remember the MSNBC segment? Laughing at the women who had been murdered by illegal immigrants. Laughing at them. Laughter out loud. Pramila Jayapal, Democrat congresswoman. It's funny when women die. It's funny when we talk about it. And then they decided not to talk about it. So if you die because of Democrat policies as a woman, understand the penalty for embarrassing the party is cancellation. They may mock you on the way out and laugh. Hard to say, but she'll be canceled for not surviving. Riley Gaines understands this. Take a listen.
If this isn't a line we draw in the sand, I don't even know if a woman being fatally injured, if that's the line we draw in the sand. It's tragic that this is the reality. I predicted this, honestly. I mean, I could have told you. I've seen all over social media people saying, how did we get here? You shouldn't be surprised by this. This is what we should be expecting.
Yeah. Here's what they're saying. Okay. This individual took a DNA test. Tested positive for a male XY chromosome, positive for male level testosterone exceeding what is eligible to fight a woman. This was the International Boxing Association was banned along with another man from competing. Now the Algerian Olympic Committee is saying, but what is a man? Well, it used to be an XY chromosome. Well, what they're saying now is that this individual is not transgender, but was born intersex. In contrast to the reports that have been circulating, the Algerian athlete Imane Khalif is not a trans woman. She is an intersex person who has always socialized as a woman and has a sporting history in women's competitions. So, what would an intersex person be? That is a person who is biologically male. Folks, we don't even know if any of this is true. You know what the problem is? Let me tell you what this establishes right now, where we are. Okay, Algeria is saying, no. Sure, this person has male level testosterone, failed a gender test, has male chromosomes, which would be XY, women would be XX. But you can't criticize because they say they're intersex. So what's going to happen? Men are going to show up and you cannot question them even when they fail the gender test on two different parameters, chromosome and also hormone level. That's where we're going. And women who refuse to be beaten by them, including fatally beaten, will be mocked and derided. This is where we are. Or we can stand up and fight. And look, you and I know what this is gonna come down to. These women are gonna have to refuse. They're going to have to refuse to compete. There is no other way. We have to destroy the competition by making them the only folks on the field. That is the only way this is going to end. These girls have to stop being props in this play, in this fake reality. A texter sent this to me yesterday, and I saved it to read it to you. I can't think of any other GOP politicians who would go on stage with a bunch of black women and talk about how much they love the police and condemn the Floyd riots. Yeah, that's Donald Trump. You know, I got to tell you what. In the words of Mark Zuckerberg, Donald Trump has had one badass month. He really has. I mean, if you're watching this, this is the best show on earth. You will be entertained. I don't know how it's going to work out. And look at the contrast with Kamala Harris right now. It's really stark. And they know it. I'm going to prove it to you. It's the left's freaking out. They won't tell you that, but they are. The guy dodges a bullet in what normal Americans can clearly see is an act of God. I mean, there's no way he should have survived that. Not just one bullet, by the way, three. Two of them actually traveled that path right by his head, and the third missed by an inch. And had he moved, you know, in shock in any way, like, oh, like that, he'd have been dead. He dropped down instead. That's why he's still alive. Yet he comes back up without knowing if the shooter's been neutralized, if there's two shooters, no idea, faces in the direction he believes the bullets are coming from, puts his fist in the air and screams, fight. A defining moment for an American president. One that if it's not censored, that picture will echo down through the ages. True presidential history. And then we're told the guy's a horrific racist. The National Association of Black Journalists invites him to come because they figure he won't show up. They're really mad this morning, okay, because he showed up. He was supposed to show up. He was supposed to, what was supposed to happen was he was supposed to skip the event so that they can anoint him a horrific racist for skipping the event in his absence. They didn't think he'd show. Or they never would have invited him. And they didn't think he'd so effectively trash Kamala. They didn't think it. And Joy Reid was in an absolute panic over this on MSNBC. Why? Because he absolutely curb stomped them. This story, the second most popular story on Topic Pulse, which measures, I'm using it now, I love this, and I'm always going to tell you this, so we know what people are talking about. When Trump gets a hit, he got a hit here. This is the second, 2.5 days into this, this is the number two trending story. It was number one for 2 days. This hit was devastating. Donald Trump pointing out how fake Kamala Harris is.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
That was a devastating hit. How can you tell? The media is freaking out because he got that through to black people unfiltered by them. Here's Joy Reid at MSNBC. This lets you know how bad this was for her and for them.
I also just want to say one quick thing about this invitation. To the president and board of NABJ, y'all got played. Donald Trump showed up at the convention for exactly three reasons.
Yeah, to tell that truth. And so she's upset. This hurt. And I'm going to tell you where he's going with this. There was some on our side who said, oh, it's a disaster. We should talk issues. No. Donald Trump's a former Democrat. He gets it. Democrats don't talk issues. And these black journalists and black people generally are Democrats. They talk about personalities. They talk about anything but issues. If you want to make the point about issues in their culture, and by their culture, I mean the left's culture, the Democrats' culture, the way they talk, what you do is show the person is has an untrustworthy, you know, personality trait. That's what he did there. And he's not wrong. You could tell how devastating the hit was because the black journalist, who's really just a Democrat posing as a journalist, immediately heard it, knew it was devastating, jumped, she's always been black. No, she hasn't. This is Kamala Harris. She's running in white California. She did not want to be black. She wanted to be Indian. This is her during her Senate race.
Certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
That's how she framed herself. So here's what he's doing, okay? Why does Kamala's racial flip-flop matter? Well, flip-flop on her own race. She's Indian when she's running in a largely white state. Now she wants black votes, so she's black. She's speaking with a black accent she's never had before. that the flip-flop on her own race, he's going to build on it, okay? Then he's going to build on it. Well, look, I mean, look at her. You can't trust her. She didn't want to be a black person. She didn't want to be one of you till she needs you. And he's going to build on that with a flip-flop on fracking, on expanding the courts, on supporting socialized health care, on guns, on every issue. That's where Trump's going, and they know it. And they know it. And they have seen Trump destroy others with personal attacks that are relevant. Okay, so look at what they're doing on the other side. This is like, so you're watching something that's very Argentinian, very Bolivian, very third world regime right now. They're using the basement strategy for Kamala. Do you realize this? They're using the basement strategy. It's been 11 days now since Kamala Harris, in what appeared to many to be a coup, since she's never gotten a vote. Folks, she didn't even get a vote in the Democrat primary. She was so beaten by Joe and the others. So she had, think about this. She has not done an interview or taken a single unscripted question, press conference, anything since she forced Joe Biden off the ballot in a coup. Yesterday, she sat in the car for 30 minutes with a binder while the media waited on the tarmac, because all she had to do was give a statement on the release of the, I don't know, I guess you call them Russian hostages. I don't know what they are. That's all she had to do. 30 minutes, she sits in the car with the binder. She walks up to the podium with the binder, puts it down, speaks, closes it, and just like Joe Biden, walks away as the media shouts questions at her. So think about this. She has yet to take a single question from a reporter since being installed as the Democrat nominee. She's the sitting vice president. She can't evade scrutiny forever. Meanwhile, in contrast, she can't even show up for friendly interviews before the black journalist with Donald Trump because it's not scripted. It's not scripted. But he shows up and they thought he wouldn't. I think that's the real reason for the delay, y'all. You know how they said, oh, equipment, equipment. They left Trump sitting for 45 minutes, just sitting there, right? I mean, his time is very valuable. He's late to his rally later on. I think they were freaking out. He wasn't supposed to come. We didn't think he'd really show. What are we going to do? I don't know. Oh, crap. What are we going to do? He's going to have to, we can't filter him. And so she tries to talk over him. So Kamala Harris ignores questions after reading a brief statement. Has not taken a single question, no interviews or press conferences since she forced Biden off the ballot in a coup. And I'm here to tell you, as soon as Kamala Harris starts answering questions instead of just giving a speech, she's finished and they know it. This, folks, this was the scripted statement, not the unscripted statement, the scripted statement. Do you know what it was? More bizarre word salad. I don't know who writes this stuff or why she still willingly reads it. This was from yesterday.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Let me read this to you. This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. Do you see why they can't let her off script? They got to control her. She hid in the van, and Trump didn't hide. He didn't hide from the assassin. He put his fist in the air and faced his executioner. And he didn't hide from the black journalists. And he went in there and he absolutely rocked them. And you could tell it. I could tell it this morning looking at Topic Pulse. I'm so glad we spent the money to have it again so I could see what people are, what actually hits with people, what is getting the clicks and the likes and the hits. And you know what? That resonated with black people. It resonated with white people. It resonated with women 18 to 35. It resonated with women 35 plus. It resonated with men, all age groups. Everybody watch this and learn how fake she is. And that's why Joy Reid on MSNBC was freaking out. The left cannot allow us to appear and speak unscripted, where they don't control the gateway. And they did.
I also just want to say one quick thing about this invitation to the president and board of NABJ. Y'all got played. Donald Trump showed up at the convention for exactly three reasons.
Y'all got played. Oh, man, you let him buy us. A texter sent this to me yesterday, and I saved it to read it to you. I can't think of any other GOP politicians who would go on stage with a bunch of black women and talk about how much they love the police and condemn the Floyd riots. Yeah, that's Donald Trump. You know, I got to tell you what. In the words of Mark Zuckerberg, Donald Trump has had one badass month. He really has. I mean, if you're watching this, this is the best show on earth. You will be entertained. I don't know how it's going to work out. Now look at the contrast with Kamala Harris right now. It's really stark, and they know it. I'm going to prove it to you. It's the left's freaking out. They won't tell you that, but they are. The guy dodges a bullet in what normal Americans can clearly see as an act of God. I mean, there's no way he should have survived that. Not just one bullet, by the way, three. Two of them actually traveled that path right by his head, and the third missed by an inch. And had he moved, you know, in shock in any way, like, like that, he'd have been dead. He dropped down instead. That's why he's still alive. Yet he comes back up without knowing if the shooter's been neutralized, if there's two shooters, no idea, faces in the direction he believes the bullets are coming from, puts his fist in the air and screams, fight. A defining moment for an American president. One that if it's not censored, that picture will echo down through the ages. True presidential history. And then we're told the guy's a horrific racist. The National Association of Black Journalists invites him to come because they figure he won't show up. Folks, they're really mad this morning, okay, because he showed up. He wasn't supposed to show up. He was supposed to, what was supposed to happen was he was supposed to skip the event so that they can anoint him a horrific racist for skipping the event in his absence. They didn't think he'd show. Or they never would have invited him. And they didn't think he'd so effectively trash Kamala. They didn't think it. And Joy Reid was in an absolute panic over this on MSNBC. Why? Because he absolutely curb stomped them. This story, the second most popular story on Topic Pulse, which measures, I'm using it now, I love this, and I'm always going to tell you this, so we know what people are talking about. When Trump gets a hit, he got a hit here. This is the second, 2.5 days into this, this is the number two trending story. It was number one for 2 days. This hit was devastating. Donald Trump pointing out how fake Kamala Harris is.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
That was a devastating hit. How can you tell? The media is freaking out because he got that through to black people unfiltered by them. Here's Joy Reid at MSNBC. This lets you know how bad this was for her and for them.
I also just want to say one quick thing about this invitation to the president and board of NABJ. Y'all got played. Donald Trump showed up at the convention for exactly three reasons.
Yeah, to tell that truth. And so she's upset. This hurt. And I'm going to tell you where he's going with this. There was some on our side who said, oh, it's a disaster. We should talk issues. No. No, Donald Trump's a former Democrat. He gets it. Democrats don't talk issues. And these black journalists and black people generally are Democrats. They talk about personalities. They talk about anything but issues. If you want to make the point about issues in their culture, and by their culture, I mean the left's culture, the Democrats' culture, the way they talk. What you do is show the person is has an untrustworthy, you know, personality trait. That's what he did there. And he's not wrong. You could tell how devastating the hit was because the black journalist, who's really just a Democrat posing as a journalist, immediately heard it, knew it was devastating, jumped, she's always been black. No, she hasn't. This is Kamala Harris. She's running in white California. She did not want to be black. She wanted to be Indian. This is her during her Senate race.
Certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
That's how she framed herself. So here's what he's doing, okay? Why does Kamala's racial flip-flop matter? Well, flip-flop on her own race. She's Indian when she's running in a largely white state. Now she wants black votes, so she's black. She's speaking with a black accent she's never had before. That the flip-flop on her own race, he's going to build on it, okay? Then he's going to build on it. Well, look, I mean, look at her. You can't trust her. She didn't want to be a black person. She didn't want to be one of you till she needs you. And he's going to build on that with a flip-flop on fracking, on expanding the courts, on supporting socialized health care, on guns, on every issue. That's where Trump's going, and they know it. And they know it. And they have seen Trump destroy others with personal attacks that are relevant. Okay, so look at what they're doing on the other side. This is like, so you're watching something that's very Argentinian, very Bolivian, very third world regime right now. They're using the basement strategy for Kamala. Do you realize this? They're using the basement strategy. It's been 11 days now since Kamala Harris, in what appeared to many to be a coup, since she's never gotten a vote. Folks, she didn't even get a vote in the Democrat primary. She was so beaten by Joe and the others. So she had, think about this. She has not done an interview or taken a single unscripted question, press conference, anything since she forced Joe Biden off the ballot in a coup. Yesterday, she sat in the car for 30 minutes with a binder while the media waited on the tarmac because all she had to do was give a statement on the release of the, I guess you call them Russian hostages. I don't know what they are. That's all she had to do. 30 minutes, she sits in the car with the binder. She walks up to the podium with the binder, puts it down, speaks, closes it, and just like Joe Biden, walks away as the media shouts questions at her. So think about this. She has yet to take a single question from a reporter since being installed as the Democrat nominee. She's the sitting vice president. She can't evade scrutiny forever. Meanwhile, in contrast, she can't even show up for friendly interviews before the black journalist with Donald Trump because it's not scripted. It's not scripted. But he shows up and they thought he wouldn't. I think that's the real reason for the delay, y'all. You know how they said, oh, equipment. They left Trump sitting for 45 minutes, just sitting there, right? I mean, his time is very valuable. He's late to his rally later on. I think they were freaking out. He wasn't supposed to come. We didn't think he'd really show. What are we going to do? I don't know. Oh, crap. What are we going to do? He's going to have to. We can't filter him. And so she tries to talk over him. So Kamala Harris ignores questions after reading a brief statement, has not taken a single question, no interviews or press conferences since she forced Biden off the ballot in a coup. And I'm here to tell you, as soon as Kamala Harris starts answering questions instead of just giving a speech, she's finished. And they know it. This, folks, this was the scripted statement, not the unscripted statement, the scripted statement. Do you know what it was? More bizarre word salad. I don't know who writes this stuff or why she still willingly reads it. This was from yesterday.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Let me read this to you. This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. Do you see why they can't let her off script? They got to control her. She hid in the van, and Trump didn't hide. He didn't hide from the assassin. He put his fist in the air and faced his executioner. And he didn't hide from the black journalists. And he went in there and he absolutely rocked them. And you could tell it. I could tell it this morning looking at Topic Pulse. I'm so glad we spent the money to have it again so I could see what actually hits with people, what is getting the clicks and the likes and the hits. And you know what? That resonated with black people. It resonated with white people. It resonated with women 18 to 35. It resonated with women 35 plus. It resonated with men, all age groups. Everybody watch this and learn how fake she is. And that's why Joy Reid on MSNBC was freaking out. The left cannot allow us to appear and speak unscripted, where they don't control the gateway. And they did.
I also just want to say one quick thing about this invitation to the president and board of NABJ. Y'all got played. Donald Trump showed up at the convention for exactly three reasons.
Y'all got played. Oh man, you let him buy us. We couldn't even censor him. It went right out. Oh God. And people are sharing it on X. And we can't stop it. Panic. That's what winning looks like. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, good morning. Tara Kamala speaking reminds me of giving a book report in seventh grade without having read the book. She is the fried egg in the brain on drug commercials. Great show. This is a problem for them. They recognize she's not ready. In fact, several members of the media commenting on this have said she's not ready. It looks so third world. She overthrows, pushes Biden aside in a coup, has never gotten a single vote to achieve the position she is now in. She didn't get a vote. She had to drop out of the Democrat primary in 2020 before votes were even cast. She never won a single delegate, never pulled above some guy named Tom Steyer, who knows who that is, and Andrew Yang. She went out at less than 3%. Never got a single vote. Was put in place because they needed a black woman. Somebody pretending to be a black woman who had won the position she had in the Senate by claiming to be an Indian woman. And she is a quarter black. Barely. Her father is half white and half Jamaican, is the way they describe it. She is, the rest of the other half is Indian. The reason that's a big deal is because she ran as the first Indian American senator. Did not want to be black in California. Wanted to run as an Indian woman instead. Now she's a black woman. And this is exactly how she is on all the issues. Trump knows that. She has just been immaculated and received the sacrament of forgiveness for her left-wing views, was declared and repronounced a moderate by the New York Times this week. They said, well, these are all her old issues. She was going to take your guns at gunpoint. But you know what? She probably won't do that. She just changed her mind now. She can't answer any of these questions, okay? The New York Times went down all her old issues and gave her a new political personality. She could get asked about that. She can't handle it. So they're hiding her. Half an hour in a car with a binder. Comes out and makes that ridiculous statement, then gets back in the car. Takes no questions. Which means since she was installed 11 days ago as the Democrats' nominee without a single vote of a voting Democrat American, she's not taken one question from the media. Not one. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is at the National Association of Black Journalists. Okay? That should be friendly territory for her. To walk in there. She wouldn't do it. She couldn't do it. He did it. In the now immortal words of Mark Zuckerberg, that is the most badass thing I've ever seen. So in the last month, Donald Trump has been nearly shot, put his fist in the air, and then says, you know what? I'm going to walk in to the lion's den, because that's what that is. Those journalists were hired because they are partisan hacks. These are Democrat activists posing as journalists, walks in there and takes all the questions. while the media tells us he's racist. And she can't even do that. And that's the point he kept making during the appearance. Where is she? Why won't she come and talk to you? Where would she go? What was he doing? This is what's so brilliant. He's reminding black people in an unscripted way that got away from the left. Remember why you didn't vote for her in a primary? You didn't vote for her in a primary. See, if she had carried a majority of the black vote, the black Democrat vote, or even a plurality of the black Democrat vote, by God, she'd be the president. She would have beaten Joe Biden. Y'all didn't want her in the primary. That's why she had to drop out without winning a single delegate. You don't want her now because she didn't want you. She wanted to be an Indian. She didn't want to be black. So now we're on Kamala watch. And it, folks, this is trending on Topic Pulse. The mainstream media is having to discuss where she is in terms of not doing interviews. Because he's doing interviews with anybody, even the harshest, most hostile audience. They're going to have to put her in front of an interview before long, and it's not going to go well. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, good morning. Tara Kamala speaking reminds me of giving a book report in seventh grade without having read the book. She is the fried egg in the brain on drug commercials. Great show. This is a problem for them. They recognize she's not ready. In fact, several members of the media commenting on this have said she's not ready. It looks so third world. She overthrows, pushes Biden aside in a coup, has never gotten a single vote to achieve the position she is now in. She didn't get a vote. She had to drop out of the Democrat primary in 2020 before votes were even cast. She never won a single delegate, never pulled above some guy named Tom Steyer, who knows who that is, and Andrew Yang. She went out at less than 3%. Never got a single vote. Was put in place because they needed a black woman. Somebody pretending to be a black woman who had won the position she had in the Senate by claiming to be an Indian woman. And she is a quarter black. Barely. Her father is half white and half Jamaican, is the way they describe it. She is, the rest of the other half is Indian. The reason that's a big deal is because she ran as the first Indian American senator. Did not want to be black in California. Wanted to run as an Indian woman instead. Now she's a black woman. And this is exactly how she is on all the issues. Trump knows that. She has just been immaculated and received the sacrament of forgiveness for her left-wing views, was declared and repronounced a moderate by the New York Times this week. They said, well, these are all her old issues. She was going to take your guns at gunpoint. But you know what? She probably won't do that. She just changed her mind now. She can't answer any of these questions, okay? The New York Times went down all her old issues and gave her a new political personality. She could get asked about that. She can't handle it. So they're hiding her. Half an hour in a car with a binder. Comes out and makes that ridiculous statement, then gets back in the car. Takes no questions. Which means since she was installed 11 days ago as the Democrats' nominee without a single vote of a voting Democrat American, she's not taken one question from the media. Not one. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is at the National Association of Black Journalists, okay? That should be friendly territory for her to walk in there. She wouldn't do it. She couldn't do it. He did it. In the immortal, now immortal words of Mark Zuckerberg, that is the most badass thing I've ever seen. So in the last month, Donald Trump has been nearly shot, put his fist in the air, and then says, you know what? I'm going to walk in to the lion's den, because that's what that is. Those journalists were hired because they are partisan hacks. These are Democrat activists posing as journalists, walks in there and takes all the questions. While the media tells us he's racist. And she can't even do that. And that's the point he kept making during the appearance. Where is she? Why won't she come and talk to you? Where would she go? What was he doing? This is what's so brilliant. He's reminding black people in an unscripted way that got away from the left. Remember why you didn't vote for her in a primary? You didn't vote for her in a primary. See, if she had carried a majority of the black vote, the black Democrat vote, or even a plurality of the black Democrat vote, by God, she'd be the president. She would have beaten Joe Biden. Y'all didn't want her in the primary. That's why she had to drop out without winning a single delegate. You don't want her now because she didn't want you. She wanted to be an Indian. She don't want to be black. So now we're on Kamala watch. And it, folks, this is trending on Topic Pulse. The mainstream media is having to discuss where she is in terms of not doing interviews. Because he's doing interviews with anybody, even the harshest, most hostile audience. They're going to have to put her in front of an interview before long, and it's not going to go well.